Oh no, squatting is all over the world. I don't think anybody can dispute that. We do have squatters all over the world, but again, you know, to each country, everybody has their rules and their way of dealing with the situation. We just want to be able to deal with ours in the right way. But we will be back after the break. Welcome back. It's 1:12. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, I'm well, and you?
Okay, fine.
Good.
Firstly, I would like to say that the Oxford Dictionary describes pension as a regular payment made by the state or a company to retired people and to some widows and to disabled people. The last time Mr. Strong, when he called the program, he made it clear that disability benefit, as people call it, is in fact a pension, right? I would like to say to Mr. Kelman as well that he insinuated that he said when they were in office that they never stopped paying the pensions. And I would also like to say to the caller that I called earlier, I've made comments about issues. I try to read things and I try to comprehend things. I ain't got nothing to do with the pension, nor the people, nor whatever. I was just, if you could give me a few minutes just to read from the Daily Nation, Tuesday, May 15, 2012, page 3. Headline, Pension Dilemma by Maria Bradshaw. Government is trying to find a humane solution to the situation confronting hundreds of retirees who serve on statutory boards and have been advised they will be getting one pension instead of two. Several affected retirees, some of whom were getting two pensions for several years, recently received letters informing them that according to the law, they were entitled to only one pension. Addressing the issue at his St. Michael South Constituency Branch meeting on Sunday night, Prime Minister Fernando Stewart pointed out that government had to correct the situation because millions of dollars are involved. He said a man had spoken to him about the matter at a funeral last Saturday, that he and his wife were getting two pensions, Stewart told the gathering. They just got a letter saying it was a mistake and that he is going to lose $1,600 and his wife will lose $1,000. He went on, we have to talk about it, about this at cabinet, and have to find a humane way out of all of this struggling here with the words because the paper is sort of wrinkling. Where all of this, but the truth is that the law requires if you came into the public service after the 1st of September 1975 on the statutory board, you should only get one pension, right? He said that when the law was passed in 1975, it made no difference. Because many of those people at the time were years away from retirement. What happened now, as they have attained the age of retirement, in some cases, they have started to get two pensions, but now the government has realized that for years, there were people getting two pensions, but they were only entitled to one. And we had to find to correct that because millions of dollars are involved. Right? You getting the drift of what I'm saying so far?
Listening. Mm-hmm.
Good. He also stated that the situation arose because of a breakdown in the communication between the National Insurance Department and the Treasury. Mm-hmm. Right? We have to find a humane way to deal with it so that we minimize this location and our households, etc. Basically, that is some of the matter.
Yeah.
Other things you talk about, Mr. Arf, and things, but that's, I guess you would get the somebody he just there. Now, people, this is in 2012, and he said people were receiving things that God had stopped. They were receiving two pages. You know what? I written to the editor of the Nation, and I said, please reprint this, so that people will probably read it and compare it to what Mr. Colin Jordan and Mr. Warren Strong said. They're two young ministers, and for my one-one, they have spoken out of turn, right, before really seeking any information on it. So then you build up people. The guy earlier on, when he said that he came in after 97, he's only entitled to one pension, and all of these people are calling and talking about $36 and $33 and $47. This is what's happening, right? This is what's happening. They're entitled, as I said, disability. They come home, disability. So they're getting a disability pension from the NIS. They cannot get a disability pension from the NIS and get another pension from the Treasury. As simple as that.
Understood. Well, I want to thank you because we do have a full board and less than an hour to go. Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Not too bad. Just want to read a note about garbage outside of the QEH hospital, and they're saying that the stench is a little high, very high, and that was this morning. Sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure that got out there to the SSA and Alf Padmore. Garbage outside of the hospital, I believe it might be the back of the hospital. Your contribution,
yes,
sir.
Ma'am.
Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. My apologies.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I want to look at two items. First, they're discussing the Defense Force, and they were discussing the collection of the garbage, etc. But first, I'll touch on the Defense Force, as the Defense Force is something that I guess the debate is going around and the direction of the debate is heading. I think that first I would say, when I was a boy, Barbados had volunteers, and we had rated distribution, which was the first instrument of radio in Barbados, that later on it became radio.
Hello? Okay, I think we lost that caller, Dennis. A correction, the garbage the individual is speaking of outside of the QEH is on the Martindale's side of the hospital on the main road, and not the back of, not the River Road side, but on Martindale's Road. I don't believe it's the hospital's garbage, but certainly they mean the garbage opposite the hospital, that it's obviously given off a very pungent odor. And then they're asking for a collection to be picked up because they believe it's more or less blowing into the hospital, that they can smell it from in there. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
I was speaking about squatters.
Okay. Hello.
Good afternoon, Ms. Haig.
Yes, sorry, we just had a little mix-up there with the callers. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Haig.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ms. Haig, I want you to help me with something here, please. Mm-hmm. If you have a return check from 2017, and this is 2019. This return check, it's a tax credit check. Mm-hmm. How long you think somebody will take to fix a tax return check from since 2017, and this is 2019?
What do you mean, how long it take to fix it?
Okay, you know, if it's not, if the person ain't changed it yet, mm-hmm. and you have to, they have to return it to the BRA, mm-hmm. right? they will let you fill out a form to give your new address mm-hmm. on that form, and then they will write over the check. How long you think that will have to take?
Well, it could take as long as you took to the 2 years.
It could.
It could.
So, there is so many checks that people waiting. You know, a lot of people waiting on those things for their grandchildren's school uniform. Some people waiting on it for their mother to give their mother a little food because things bad, things hard, and expecting they will get this check. And when you get you will turn up to the place or call the place, they will tell you they have so much in front of them. They don't know when you're going to be getting it. What is doing the check? It's not a signature that have to do the check. A signature they have to put on the check after the check is done print mm-hmm. on a machine. This is why you have science and technology. Why would you have to wait so long again to wait for a check? Something is definitely wrong in this place. I think the government needs to get these people working. Something is definitely wrong, Ms. Haig.
Well, it's no secret that from government to government, it's always faster for governments to pick up money than to pay it out. I think everybody must know that by now.
Ms. Haig, in smaller country, mm-hmm. you go to get these things done, and in no time, you're getting those things done. And they don't have so much of technology like here. What is wrong, Ms. Haig? Is people spiting people? They want to see people just drop down and dead? These people, some people waiting on a check to buy little medicine because they're not getting somebody medicine in the clinic. What is wrong? What is really wrong? What is? These things have never happened at all to me in my lifetime living in Barbados. This is 40-something years I'm living here. This first time ever see things like that going on. And this is not about just government. It's about people, how they're working. Ms. Haig.
I do understand. I do. And I can hear the passion in your voice. But like everything else, we just have to try our best, work with what we have, and continue to speak out when we want to see better. And you have a right to say what you said and ask the question, what is happening? What is happening? So totally understood. This is Don't Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Ms. Haig.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to give thanks to Fair Trading Commission, basically Ms. Masco mm-hmm. and Mrs. Leslie Ward. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Leslie Ward. I had called Brass Tacks like 2 Sundays ago when Sancta Price was the moderator, mm-hmm. and I had explained the situation to him, and she had requested that I call FTC, Fair Trading Commission, and I did, and they did get the situation resolved. So I just called to say thank you.
Fantastic. Whenever people do good things, I always support that. You call to come, if you call and you have a concern when it's rectified, you should always call back to say that it was. Let me read this WhatsApp quickly. Hi, Joanne. I sent this message below to Brass Tacks on the 14th. I've copied and pasted it again today. They're saying here, I have no place to put the garbage. It was inside, and due to the volume, it has been outside for quite some time. The garbage bin is full. It's in Four Roads, St. Philip. So they're saying Four Roads, St. Philip is begging for some assistance, please. Not only our health, but those of the workers have to be considered with garbage that sits out there for weeks. And that's very interesting because, yeah, it's not only about your garbage on the outside. The guys on the back of the truck have to deal with this 6 weeks later. So imagine, you know, the risk for them. So certainly thank you for that message, and hopefully Mr. Padmore, if you're hearing, we're getting some pleas here for some garbage collections in various locations. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Haig.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to make a little suggestion about the garbage collection, etc. Mm-hmm. I figure that if people work 5 days per week, 7 hours a day, and then have a day off, and then work 5 hours either on Saturday or Sunday, no extra pay. 5 hours either Saturday or Sunday, they can choose. Because even the commandment said 6 days shall thou labor and the seventh day you rest. So you make with seven other days, your seven, you can choose that. But work 5 hours on the weekend. And that would help, because the problem, one of the problems is that people who normally work Monday to Friday do their cleaning up and so on and Friday evenings and so on. Therefore, by Saturday and Sunday, the garbage is there put out. And if there is no collection on Saturday or Sunday, then by Monday there is a problem again. So I figured that if you work out that everybody will be more comfortable. There is no matter of any overtime or anything else. 40 hours or 40 hours.
Mm-hmm. But if they're not getting the garbage picked up in the 40 hours that they already have.
But it is not a matter of 40 hours. It is how you spread it out. And it is not overtime, as I said.
Meaning, so you manage the 40 hours. Okay.
As I said, 7 hours a day for 5 days. Then you have a day off. Mm-hmm. And then you work 5 hours on Saturday or Sunday.
Understood.
So you can choose whichever day you want off during the week.
Mm-hmm. I understand you. Look, I'm just hopeful that the people who have to make these decisions, because if there's one thing I know for sure,
but
judgment has to prevail here for this whole thing to come to some sort of closure where people can agree.
But it is not a matter of the people who have to make the decisions. If every people who are instructed, people who learn about management, have also to learn about time management, mm-hmm. as well as people management, and all must coincide.
Yeah, but you still got to make sure that you. You're still operating within the labor laws. And,
but there are no labor laws when it is 40 hours.
Well, okay, I understand. But there's a lot going on with the SSA.
And you can have a day off in the middle of the week. You have your choice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I understand. I totally understand you. But all I'm just saying is that...
And it will prevent all this cluttering up. Mm-hmm. And 7 hours in a day... 5 days a week, then one day off for you, and then work 5 hours either Saturday or Sunday.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're listening, and all suggestions are welcome. But for me, is I'm thinking, well, hurry up and get this sorted out, because it should not be drawing out for this long.
But people must not insist on this business about 40 hours, which 40 and so on. I did personal management. I did it, other management already at BioMap and so on for my own satisfaction and enlightenment.
Understood. Thank you so. Thank you.
You do all these things, but you have to work it out. But this business of 40 hours doesn't mean that is 40 in 5 consecutive days.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution, and hopefully they're listening. We'll be welcome back. Let me read a quick WhatsApp. There's a burst pipe in Walker St. Andrew. Looks like it may be under the road. A lot of water wasting. can you get the word out? The person said that they've been on hold at the BWA for some time and they have to leave home now, and they wanted to get that information out. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yes. What I suggest that there is just stop take no income tax. Where that people will get more disposable income, and then eventually they'll have more money to do whatever they want to do or do what they want with that money.
Interesting.
And another thing, that you have a song there called Freedom Street. Okay. There must be a big, big street called Freedom Street, so everybody want to be on Freedom Street. Mm-hmm. So we'll let you just find out if they have that song in there. Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Delta Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Go right ahead.
All right, thank you. I have two issues that's really bothering me.
Okay.
Apart from all the other issues they have already.
Okay.
How can the government allow the banks to go from not paying interest to applying a fee on their personal account? And what I'm saying is that by next year, and next year that can go up to $10, that's $5 already, can go to $20. And when will the government put a stop to that? I think it's very unfair to allow the banks to add a fee on personal accounts for poor people.
I can even add to that. I heard recently, I actually had planned to talk to Dennis after the show on it, he being in banking before. There's a bank here that when you deposit your money, and if you owe for the credit card or you miss the payment, they're taking your money off and they're taking what they want. And I don't know if that is legal to do. And so I said I was going to ask Dennis a question, being a former banker. And I only discovered that a couple of days ago when we heard someone was telling me about it. And it was a little shocking, because if you put your money in your savings account and then you realize that you don't have any at all, is it right for the banks to do that? So, you know, there's a lot going on. That some of the banks, I believe that some practices that we don't necessarily agree with. However, the good thing is that you can choose a different bank.
But I'm surprised that no one, the public, is not crying out for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very surprised about that.
Mm.
My next issue is, the government said they're going to pay back the road tax, 75% of the road tax to people that pay. And it's over a year, and nothing has happened. And I mean, the money is there. It's not that I have to get money from somewhere. There's money is there that people paid in. And over a year, it's not paid back. It was promised to be paid back, unless it was just all talk. And I pay $1,600. So I'm expecting a check for $1,200. I mean, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, government, as I said, when it comes to paying out money, they take up theirs pretty fast, and you got to wait a long time for yours. But that's government for you. I believe that's a global problem, not necessarily a Barbadian issue. But thank you so much for your contribution, sir. WhatsApper here saying Joanne, the politician, should take 5% pay cut for 6 months and use that value to pay the sanitation workers over time. Good afternoon. A duty roster should be made up. If it should be 5 days a week or 40 hours with 2 days off a week, scrap the Monday and to Friday operations and have a shift system. Everybody has an opinion on the sanitation, but we're hoping that the SSA, together with those concerned, can come up with something that is fair to all parties. Good afternoon, Ms. Say. Can you find out for us how we can get a community tank in our district, Ridge Road, St. Joseph, out of water for a while? And that person wants to know that. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. We've only got 20 minutes to spare. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi, good afternoon. Would you agree that drastic times require drastic measures?
Yes.
Yeah, so I am proposing a solution to this garbage situation that we have.
Realistic drastic measures, I should say.
Realistic drastic measures. Don't know how practical it will be, but this is my thought. because we know that we're having garbage collection in some areas. Some areas are still benefiting from maybe collection 1 week, maybe every 2 weeks. And we have some areas that people are reporting that they have not seen the garbage truck in as much as 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if what I'm going to propose sounds simplistic, but nevertheless.
No, ideas are bad ideas. I like that. At least you're putting forward one. Let's hear it.
Yes, I'm putting forward a solution. Let us take the 11 parishes. We know that some parishes have a greater population than others. And let us, in the meanwhile, while we wait on the trucks, while we wait on getting these hours sorted out, work hours, and all the other things, let us do it in a systematic way. Today, on Monday, we take all the trucks and we go into St. Philip. And we pick up the garbage in St. Philip. We are not picking up stoves and fridges and beds. That's not the kind of garbage we're picking up. We're picking up the other regular household garbage that comes from the kitchen and the bathroom. And we are going to clean up St. Philip, every part of St. Philip. We are going to pick up the garbage from St. Philip. With all the trucks that we have, we're going to use the manpower and we're going to do that. And then the next day, we're going to finish St. Philip. We can't finish St. Philip in a day. The next day, we're going to move to St. Joseph. And we're going to move around the country. Everybody knows that. Well, St. Michael might take 2 days or whatever.
But I am sure,
I am sure right now that more people in St. Michael getting garbage collection than the other areas. We gotta tackle this thing before it gets out of hand.
Well, okay, but let me be realistic. You got 11 parishes, okay?
Yeah.
So you want these trucks in one parish a day. But then you're saying that if they're not finished St. Philip, then they're going to another parish, which means that they can still have garbage in St. Philip. So if you
we're gonna finish St. Philip and then we're gonna move to the next. What I'm saying is that we're gonna clean St. Philip and we might have to come back to St. Philip, say, in 2.5 weeks by the time we go through the rest of the island.
But then you can still have garbage. Let me be clear on something, in case you misunderstood.
Remember, you still have a lot of areas that they're not getting picked up at all.
But let me just be clear and repeat something so that people don't leave the show thinking that the SSA workers are not out there because of this overtime issue.
The issue is they're short staff, short of the trucks.
And people have retired and so on, and they have not hired additional drivers. This has nothing to do. The negotiations are taking place separate in a room somewhere.
Exactly. I am aware the guys are still
working.
Yep,
they're working under extreme conditions.
Because they have garbage pickup, and I know that my guys are willing to work. There's no doubt about that.
So I just want to be clear. I don't want anybody thinking.
My garbage people to death.
Right.
Once we are all clear in Barbados, all listeners, the SSA workers are not.
The garbage, their delays, not because they're not working. They're working. There are challenges. They're short staff. Obviously, we know they need trucks, so please do not look at your SSA worker today and get angry and thinking that this is an overtime thing and that's why they're not working. That is not true, but you carry on. Carry on with your contribution. Continue.
Right. Indeed not. I'm just pointing out that we have some areas that are getting collection, some areas that are not getting collection at all. I am just trying to satisfy things on a national thing. So one person doesn't feel left out, if you're following me. We might need to bring in the private haulers in this exercise because regardless, we're going to see that in the interim there is a need for them. It's a short-term need. And if the trucks are going to come the end of September, the end of October, whatever it is, we still have like an 8-week span where there is a lot of discontent going around. I am speaking about something that we can start and start galvanizing and start getting moving. I'm not saying, and by no means, that the sanitation people don't want to work. I believe they want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I am sure that they want to work. I have heard, I have gotten my garbage picking taken up during the night. I have heard my garbage people picking up my garbage at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. That is not indicative of anybody that don't want to work. I know that they want to work.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to do this thing on a national, on a broader level, because the country is too dirty.
It is. But we do want to take another call. And we wishing you a good day. And thank you so much for your contribution. Welcome back. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hick.
Yes.
I just want to say something. The gentleman with the Chinese accent that spoke a little while ago,
mm-hmm.
he needs some lessons in mathematics. He's short on mathematics. Or as we used to say, arithmetic. Ghana is 86,000 miles, 86,000 square miles. That's what Ghana is. That's the size of Ghana, 86,000 square miles. Barbados is 166, 21 by 14. He spoke of an island that is 35 miles long and 4 miles wide that you said 15,000 people living on. So tell me, we can be funny, even keel when you got those numbers?
Say that again.
In your opinion?
The 15,000 that he was talking about?
I mean it, and everything. Ghana's 86,000 square miles.
Yeah,
we only got 166.
Well, I mean, you know, he's entitled to his mathematics, you know.
Yeah,
but again,
he needs a lesson.
You know, but we don't know if that's fact or not. We actually had some persons on WhatsApp saying that that's not true.
I don't believe it either. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, there's some things that are possible in life, but I don't believe that that is one of them. Not 15,000 versions. So what he's suggesting that the government of Barbados should just say, well, listen, have some land. Because we got a million acres over there just doing nothing. There's only 166 square miles, 21 by 40.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You understand? I don't know, man. A population of 270,000. We kind of got less than a million people with all that land.
Well, again, you know, I was a little, I did ask. He said, oh, he went there with his
wife
and deceased now and so on and so forth. So I don't know what type of statistics he got out of that few trips.
His
you know, because people handle squatting in various countries, in other countries in various ways. And some people are not humane at all when they have to remove squatters.
Even if that was so, you got 86,000 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
But less than a million.
There's a lot
people.
Of space. Yeah.
A lot of a gallon of space. Mm-hmm. I remember a guy he's laughing a few years ago and telling me that when he saw the map, he looked at Barbados. Yeah, that's an island, a plane can land it. You see, he can't believe that. You know, he should just dot them to show he say that's Barbados for the map. He can't believe it because they got islands in the Escarrigo River that bigger than Barbados. And I don't know.
Okay. Well, we do have. Want to take one or two more calls in before we end the program. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Again, thank you for calling. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
The Barbados Water Authority wishes to advise residents and businesses in St. Michael that it will be making a new service connection at Haggett Hall between 10 p.m. on Saturday, August 24th and 7 a.m. on Sunday, August 25th. As a result, residents and commercial companies located on Government Hill, The Ivy, My Lord's Hill, Pine Gardens, Pine Hill, Britain's Crossroad, Villa Road, Upper Cullamarock, Welch's, Map Hill, Hanson Hill, Lower Burnie, Chapel Gap, and the surrounding districts may be affected by low pressure or water outages during the period of the planned work. So customers are asked to store an adequate supply of water to help during the shutdown. And water tankers will also be dispatched to assist. And the Barbados Water Authority apologizes for the inconvenience.
Thank you very much, Dennis, for that. We did have some calls in the air that were blinking. And no, good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Am I speaking to... Joyanne, please?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay, all right. I am saying, don't you know that even an animal needs some kindness sometimes?
Yes, ma'am, for
you
sure.
You need to be kind to them sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All the
but
time.
They're talking about the welfare check. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter here that she had is she had brain damage, so she mentally ill. She passes water on herself. I got to buy Pampers and everything for her. And she eats a lot because through these medications that she takes something like 13 tablets a day. So I went down to the welfare because I didn't see a check yet come out. So I went down to the welfare and I begged them for a food voucher. You know, they turn me away. They turn me away and tell me that. I tell them I haven't seen a check yet. They tell me that the check's out. No, I try to get through now to the headquarters. Nobody asking you. And it's very, 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 very hurtful.
And how long ago was this? This is this week?
Yes, I went down there this week. And it hurt me, but I couldn't even cry to you. It hurt me so bad to see that how they are so unkind to human beings.
I know it's something that that Minister Cynthia Ford and people like Deborah Norville, who's in charge of the welfare department.
But if I knew Cynthia Ford number, not crossing you, sorry about that. Mm-hmm. I would have called her mm-hmm. and I would ask her if she can oblige me with some food stamps or food checks or whatever, food voucher.
Okay, well, what we can do here, if you can stay on the line, because the show is winding up soon, and give your number because we might be able to make some contact with someone in the welfare. So you're a recipient of the welfare department for how long? I hope we didn't lose her. If we lost you, hello?
Pardon me?
Yes,
I was there from the time she was like 9 years because she had this brain damage when she was 7 months mm-hmm. old.
So, okay, so welfare is something you're... So is it that you didn't get the food voucher because of what reason did they say?
They say that your check is out.
As in an email?
You can get it. And I call it to find out when I will get it because I haven't seen it yet and tomorrow's Friday.
All right.
They just tell me to go back. They didn't even ask you if you're bored, bus fare.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that experience at the welfare department. However, I personally know some
very,
people
very,
there
very
that
awesome.
Are very, very humane.